Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. The use of bariatric surgery for people who are obese is increasing, and one of the arguments for this dreadful procedure is that it not only helps the patients to lose weight, but it has the potential to reduce the incidence and severity of weight-related conditions like type 2 diabetes. Now, I've been arguing against this surgery for a long time, both because there are much better ways of losing weight and improving health, like diet and lifestyle change, but also because of the health issues brought about by the surgery itself. A new study confirms the fact that the surgery itself is risky and that it may not be as advantageous as it's represented to be. Gosh, that's a shock, right? An analysis of private insurance data concluded that bariatric surgery doesn't reduce health insurance costs for obese people, and that the type of bariatric surgery doesn't really matter. They're all ineffective in reducing cost. Now, this study group included 29,820 adults who were insured by Blue Cross Blue Shield who had had the bariatric surgery between 2002 and 2008, and then each of those subjects was matched with a control who did not have the surgery but had been diagnosed with hypertension, type 2 diabetes, sleep apnea, metabolic syndrome, and or gallbladder disease. The total cost for healthcare for both groups were about the same. So it didn't matter if you had the surgery or you didn't have the surgery, the same amount of healthcare costs were incurred, but there was a difference in the type of healthcare expenditures made by those who did versus did not have the surgery. Hospitalization costs were higher for the patients who had surgery, for example, which indicates that the health issues the surgery group developed were more serious than the non-surgery group. So if the surgery group ended up in the hospital more often, that indicates a little higher level of severity. An editorial in the same journal in which this study appeared was written by JAMA deputy editor Dr. Edward Livingston and said, quote, "Accumulating evidence suggests there is no economic benefit for weight loss surgery. Bariatric surgery has dramatic short-term results, but on a population level, its outcomes are far less impressive." He went on to say, "Current data suggests that weight loss operations should be offered to highly selected patients." Now, I think this is a really interesting comment in view of the fact that some doctors are suggesting that bariatric surgery is a good option for adolescents. According to pediatric surgeon Dr. Thomas Inga of the Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center, this is a direct quote, "One of my messages is that if we can operate on teenagers at a critical time when they have severe insulin resistance but not yet have diabetes, my prediction is that we'll cut down on these other things developing." And this was a comment that he made delivering a talk at Obesity 2012, which is the annual scientific meeting of the Obesity Society. I mean, even the mere fact that we have to have a scientific meeting of the Obesity Society, like we're not sure what's causing all this, so we have to convene a convention. Are you kidding me? The information just, I mean, I feel incredibly sad, I guess, that there are people so desperate to lose weight that they'll do something like this god-awful surgery. But I'm really particularly sad that the medical profession has concluded that there's no better way to help obese children. I mean, this is a very simple thing. When people go back to eating the diets that they're designed to eat, the weight falls off 2 to 3 pounds a week and the health issues go away. And I am just so over listening to people say how hard that is. It can't be any harder than spending all kinds of time in the hospital after this dreadful bariatric surgery that doesn't really change much for people anyway. So, you know, I continue to report this stuff to you because you all are dealing with people who are candidates for this type of thing, and to the extent that you can talk them out of it by using material like this, I think that's important. So anyhow, that's all for now. That's all for the week, actually. I will be back to you again on Monday.